I don't think we're on a roll yet. I think, you know, we're playing okay. Scored enough points to win, but we're still low in the league in yards per game, low in first down percentage, low in a lot of stats, yards per play, passing yards per game, rushing yards per game. So we gotta play better on offense. But we scored enough points the last 3 weeks to win.
Is that what Mike's talking about when he says the offensive efficiency needs to be better? Those stats that you're pointing out there.
You should probably ask him that. I'm not sure. Sounds about right, though.
Okay.
You know, in the game against the Bears, Richard Rodgers had a couple big catches to get things going. Devontae in this game against the Dolphins. As a veteran, do you understand the process of letting these rookies get these important reps as they develop at the same time trying to win football games?
Well, it's about winning, number one. So whoever's got to be out there to help us win, that's who's going to be out there. I've said it a lot, you know, this week, last week, the week before, training camp, you know, for guys to really be trusted in clutch situations and on game day, you have to do it in practice. So Devontae's really been coming on the last few weeks, and you know, I kind of called last week and said, I think this is going to be a big week for Devontae, because he'd made a lot of plays consecutive weeks in practice and was open a lot, actually, in the Minnesota game. We just didn't get a chance to give him the ball enough. So the first two passes went his way, and he had a big day, made some big plays for us. So, you know, you got to see him do it in practice, and it helps them out too, because that's where they gain their confidence. Every young player, myself included, you know, those practice reps are invaluable. You start to gain that confidence, the game slows down for you, and you start to make those plays on game day.
Aaron, first three games versus last three, what has been the biggest positive change for the offense?
Well, we've won those three. That's the biggest change, but I don't think there's a whole lot different. You know, our defense is doing a great job of creating turnovers. We're right at the top of the league in the turnover advantage, and I think that's directly related to, I believe, 13 turnovers that our D has caused. You know, we do a good job of taking care of the football, but our defense needs to take it away like they have been doing. We're still low in areas where we'd like to be better offensively, take some pressure off our defense. We did a better job in the game as far as time of possession against Miami. You know, we kept our defense off the field in a hot environment for the majority of the first half, and then, had four possessions the second half and scored on three of them. So that's what we're building off of. We're playing a good team coming in and going to try and get to 5-2.
It's been a little bit of a progression over the years, but how has James Starks improved as a receiver? And, I mean, you were looking at him there late in the game.
Yeah, a necessity there. The first one, just rolling to my right, he was the only guy on that side of the field, I think. But he did a good job on the check down there, getting 10 yards, moving the sticks, a big first down on third down there. All our backs are doing a better job of being able to be three down backs. You know, you have to be able to catch the ball, but really more importantly than that, you have to be able to pass protect and understand the protection scheme we're running. And Sam Gass is doing a great job of getting those guys ready to play, knowing their assignment. And that's when you can really trust those guys, when they're echoing their protection assignment, their route every time, you know, in practice. It gives you a lot of confidence that they know exactly where they're supposed to be on every play, and they know where their eyes should be as far as protection adjustments.
And everybody knows about the relaxed comment, but when you guys are sitting at 1-2, you score 7 points. Why was there no doubt at that time?
I just know our guys. I know how we respond, and it just takes a little spark. We had some extra juice that week in practice for whatever reason. I think the urgency picked up, the focus picked up, and guys did start to relax a little bit. Now, we needed that performance, definitely for the offense. We needed to play better and put up points and beat a division opponent, which we did. But sometimes it just takes a little something to get you going, and that Chicago game got us going, and we've been doing a better job since then.
That's a weird question, but people have asked you about your friendship with Jordy. I know you went to his farm this offseason.
Last offseason. Yeah.
What's your lasting memory of that trip?
The pies. Pies from his grandparents. They make some incredible pies. I sent back some money this year with Randall. I think Randall went back to, or AJ. I wanted to make sure I got a pie out of the trip. I bid on one last year. We got the strawberry pie, which was unbelievable. Also had multiple slices of a Snickers pie and a Butterfinger pie, I think, at one point. That's why I do so much yoga this offseason, probably. But the pies are amazing.
Aaron, what do you recall most vividly about last time you guys played in Carolina?
Cam had like 400, 500 yards passing. I remember that. Steve Smith had a big day, and it took a long touchdown with a great block from Greg Jennings to put that game away. We started slow. They went up by a couple scores, and then we kind of fought back, and hit a big pass play to Greg there, I believe, in the beginning of the second half that got us back in the game. And then hit Jordy on a long catch and run to kind of put him away. But stout defense, and Cam was throwing all over the field.
Four of first six on the road, and now you have 6 of 10 at home. You've been traditionally very good at home. You have to feel about how good about how the schedule stacks up for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be cold here for the second half of the season. You know, we got a lot of home games down the stretch, and we go to Buffalo and to Minnesota, I believe, which are both outdoor venues now that that Minnesota's not using the Metrodome. So it'll be depending on the weather as far as some of those games go. But we've done well playing in the cold weather over my time starting, and this is how you want it. You know, we got a tough stretch to start the season, and now. We're playing at home the majority of the second half of the year, so we need to take care of business.
Do you feel your home field advantage is underrated just for games that you've finished? I don't lost two home games since the middle of 09, personally. I mean, is it underrated? People talk about Seattle. It's obviously louder there, but is your home field advantage underrated?
Yes, I would say it's underrated.
Do you think it deserves more credit? And what's the
no, we don't need any more credit for it, but they've done some good things to improve the game day. They raised up the south end zone, which helps with some of the wind, I think. The jumbotrons are amazing. But it's tough to play in Lambeau, and we enjoy the advantage.
Aaron, is Luke Kuechly the first guy you're looking for when you go under center or from the shotgun, for that matter?
Yeah, he'll be definitely on my mind. You know, he's a talented guy. He makes a lot of things happen. He's a smart, very smart player, and he has good ball skills and coverage. He's a sideline-to-sideline player. He's at the top of his game, and he really helps their defense out.
Aaron, you obviously extended a lot of plays at Miami. It's part of your game. Cam Newton obviously couldn't run. We always hear about the arms of a quarterback. What about the legs of a quarterback and the mobility? How much of that is a quarterback, a successful quarterback's job?
Well, it just depends on your style. I mean, different guys make it happen, their own way. There's, you know, Peyton and Tom aren't big runners, but they throw well from the pocket. Then there's, you know, kind of the in-between guys like myself who can run around a little bit and throw from the pocket. And then there's the super athletic guys who are doing some amazing things with the read option stuff and, you know, to use their legs. Cam rushed for over 100 yards. I know Kaepernick's done it. Wilson's done it. You know, those guys really throw some extra stuff at you in the run game. So you just, you know, you got to find a way to make them a little more one-dimensional, I think, with our offense. You know, when I'm not playing against Cam, but I can help our defense by keeping them off the field or kind of making them have to throw a little bit more if we can score some points early.
I think a lot of people saw that video with Mr. Wrigglesworth, the comedian who came in to visit you. Was that the first time you met him in person? And did he look as close to you as some people may think that he looks like?
That was the first time, and I'll leave that up to opinion. I didn't really see a close resemblance, but he's a super nice guy, and it was fun to have him out here.